Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about seniors. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, do you think you are a senior programmer when you stop being afraid of a problem that you have never faced, but you know that somehow you have to solve it? No, I just think that you are probably a person who has faced similar sorts of problems before. You could argue that you're a mid-level software developer, but my terms for seniority is a little bit stricter than this. So just because you know how to do something or know how to solve something doesn't make you a senior, because the way that we think in terms, or let me explain to you how the general population of people in IT think about seniority. Seniority, or being a senior, is an assurance that you know what to do. That is the essence of what is going on when we call someone a senior. And seniority is not based on your emotions or like how long you've been doing things or anything like that. The only reason why we have this ambiguity around how many years you've been working, all of these sorts of things, is because people connect the time that you have spent doing something with the fact that you know what to do. And that is not always true. It's actually far from always true. I've worked with many people who have the title senior, but they don't actually know how to solve a lot of the problems that is expected from a full-fledged web app developer, or like a professional-grade web developer or software developer. And so there's a mismatch with what they, like, they can call themselves seniors. That's fine. You can call yourself a senior right now, but no one in their right mind who knows the work that is being done within IT is going to agree with you. It's, as I've said a few times before, it's like a person who writes a grocery list or does some journaling calling themselves an author or something like that. Technically you are, but the authors of the world, like the ones that actually have established themselves as professionals, they're not most likely going to agree with you, because you're doing things at different levels. And so the time I suggest to you when it's okay for you, quote unquote, like you, and you have my blessing, quote unquote, to call yourself a senior of any type, is when you have reached a point where within the domain that you are supposed to be a senior, to be it front end, back end, full stack, ops, it doesn't really matter what it is, right? When you know all the things that are necessary to ship working professional grade software that is making money for some company out there, like it actually is being used in a professional environment, then you are a senior when you know all of the things that are necessary. And that means that you know how to write the code, you know how to set up, like you know how to create like the version control system, or like set that up, you know how to deploy it, you know how to test it, you know how to fix it if it's not working in production. All these common things that the software teams are doing every single day in order to make something actually valuable to a company. When you know all of that stuff and you've done it so many times that you, so as you said, you have this sensation that you're talking about, but you have it for practically all the things that are in the sphere of your responsibility, then you are a senior, my friend. Then and only then, at least in my opinion, do you have the right to call yourself a senior software developer, because that means that if you know all of those things, then you don't need to go and ask your coworkers to help you with these arbitrary simple things that are like the same for everyone, sort of, in essence, because you have reached a point where you are basically an assurance, as I like to say. True seniors are an insurance policy. And they're an insurance policy that companies pay for so that they know that the product is going to meet success. It's going to be delivered. It's going to, they have someone on hand that is going to be able to handle all the different situations that might occur during the process of delivering. And when you reach that point, then you have reached that senior level, and I can tell you right now, guys, there are some people who never get to that level because they simply don't have what it takes. Like they don't do the sort of work where this is happening. An example, I'll give you a very harsh and concrete example, which is the most likely scenario for you to never become a senior is if, for example, you work as a freelancer, or if you work in a very niched type of company or something like that, where you don't actually get to do what is considered within the sphere of responsibility of most people who have your role within the industry. And the reason being that, for Annex, as just an example, you cannot swing that you are a senior level software developer in a corporate environment, if we're going to talk at like the higher levels, if, for example, you've never worked with a CI pipeline or like a CD pipeline or anything like that, because it's standard practice for literally every single one of the bigger companies, or like the way we're doing like the more large scale systems development. That's not something that you're ever going to need or ever going to use, most likely, if you work primarily with small scale projects for, like, you know, small businesses or something like that, where maybe it's just you or maybe one other person is doing the work. I mean, if you are a freelancer, for example, or like a consultant or something like that, and you're working on these larger scale projects, you're going to get exposed to that. So it's not like you never get to be a senior just because you're doing your own thing. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there's a risk that if you do that sort of niched work, you will never reach that level of seniority. And then when you say that you are a senior and you try to get a job within like the mainstream way of doing, like, well, large scale systems development and so forth, they're most likely not going to hire you. And you will sit there and you will wonder why. I've been doing this for so many years, and I know so much about, I don't know, React or Java or C Sharp or like something like that. And I go, yes, but there's more to seniority. Seniority doesn't mean that you know one thing so well that you can just solve it if you're not 100% sure how to do it. It means that you know the entire thing. You know how to take responsibility for the entire area of what you are doing so that the results come. Because nobody cares, as I've said a few times before, guys, nobody cares how many languages you know. Nobody cares how many things and theories and so forth you know. They care about that you are able to produce results within the context of what they're going to put you in. So if you get put into a company and you have 20 years of experience but you can't ship anything, nobody's going to think that, nobody cares what you call yourself. Like, you can throw around senior, but nobody's going to agree with you because you can't adapt to the situation, because you have not truly mastered your role within the IT ecosystem. So what I want you to take away from this is that no, seniority is usually not something that you should be very careful with calling yourself a senior, usually, because in essence, what I'm telling you is that just because you know how to solve a problem, and it's based on the fact that you've solved similar problems before, doesn't necessarily make you a senior software developer. Usually the way that people think about seniority is, as I've said before, in terms of years. But you have to understand that the reason why they think in terms of years is the same reason why you, for example, expect someone who's in their 50s to have either more money or more personal maturity and wisdom than someone who's 16. It's not a given that that's going to be the case, but it's sort of expected, because you're expected to have progressed further in those amount of years. Same thing for us software developers. If you are a super senior developer with many years of experience, you are expected to be able to produce at a higher level and master a larger range of skills that are necessary to deliver software than someone who's on their first year or second year or third year, etc., etc. And that's this measurement you should use. When you are at a stage in your career where you feel very confident in that you can, from scratch, nothing is prepared for you, set up a project, push it into like a version control system, get it out into production, have users use it, and make sure that you can fix any type of production bugs, etc., etc., and do that in accordance with how most companies are doing it, then you are a senior, my friend. And I promise you, it is not as hard as it sounds. It's just that it requires you to sort of know how to actually do all of these things, and it takes time. It's not something that happens overnight, because then it would be so simple to be a software developer that everybody would be a software developer. Have a great day.